participate stena in a tall stone.
You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the underworld can never hold out against it.
The
Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he put this question to his disciples: Who do people say the Son of Man is? And they said, Some say he is John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But you, he said, Who do you say I am? Then Simon Peter spoke, You are the Christ, he said, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, Simon, son of Jonah, you are a happy man, because it was not flesh and blood that revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. So I now say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the underworld can never hold out against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be considered bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be considered loosed in heaven.
A što god odriješiš na zemlji, bit će odriješeno na nebesima. Riječ
Gospel. The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, dear faithful, the church is celebrating Saint Peter and Saint Paul. They are completely connected, united. This is why their martyrdom is celebrated together, and their martyrdom comes out of the cross. The source is its source. As a child, and even today, I love my Pope, and I love, or even more, when we are electing Pope, and I like to hear the words Habebis Papa, which is a sign of how strong a church is when every time church says again, we have Pope. Popes serve a people of God. How Polish people were happy when they heard Habemus Papa of the Catholic Holy Church, Cardinal Wojtyla. And something happened, and Germans haven't held happy that much when it was said that we have Pope Cardinal Ratzinger. When their son, German, was chosen a pope, Dalai Lama was more popular among Germans than Benedict XVI. Where does this lead? To one essential thing. Europe doesn't like anything that is Christian. It's been already for long that Europe has something within itself, hates oneself. Europe doesn't like itself. Europe no longer knows what it is based. And Ratzinger was wise when he chose the name Benedict. He is the patron saint of Europe. Pope wanted to protect Europe, and Pope Francis, he wanted through Saint Francis of Assisi to unite the church again. Perhaps we need again to put Europe under protection of Saint Peter and Paul. Peter confessing faith, and Paul interprets it. That is what our people are missing. Somebody to confess faith and somebody to interpret it. In the Gospel today, Jesus is similar to us, completely similar to us. You know, when a young priest comes to a parish, what does he say? What does people say about me? And also, a newly wed woman going to the house of her husband, she also wants to know what do people in village say about what is new bride like. Everybody likes to know what others are saying about him, including Jesus. He took them aside and asked them, what do they say? Some say that you are John the Baptist, others that you are Jeremiah, that you are one of the prophets. And then Jesus asked them, what do you say who I am? If Jesus asked today, what do you say who I am? What would be our answer be? Jesus depends on circumstances. No truth anymore for Jesus, but circumstances speak. And under certain circumstances will we answer who is Jesus. I will never defend life depending on circumstances. If I am in the liberal society and they ask me whether I am pro-choice, and so what I'm going to say, since you are majority, what can I do? So I will be pro-choice because of the circumstances. Are you going to cheat anybody? You wouldn't cheat your wife, you wouldn't cheat your family, but this evening circumstances are such that I can. Would you hire somebody? Beyond the rules? If I can, I will take advantage of circumstances. Unfortunately, there is no more man, or hardly ever man, lives for Jesus regardless of circumstances. Today, there are only people who believe in Jesus according to circumstances that are provided. Cross is the central figure, and Zlatko Sudac, a Croatian priest, says it is good to be Christian today. People are making profit out of it. When Constantine was coming into Rome, a cross appeared, and he heard, in that sign you will gain the victory. Today, it is all turned upside down. Today, people think cross is the sign in which I am going to make profit. Cross no longer presents the sign of salvation, but the instrument of making profit. More crosses in my life, and the more I boast with Jesus, the more I make profit. And it is not important at all whether I stand behind Jesus, whether I stand behind the cross. If necessary, I will. When the elections come, I will say pro-life for Christ. And then when I gain elections, I say, well, let people choose whatever they want. If mother wants to abort, let her. A man wants to choose what man wants. Christ and cross are something that we keep in our dresser. We use it only when it pleases us and suits us. And that is the crisis of Europe and the crisis of Christianity. No more martyrs for Christ. Fra Damir Pavic said that on the anniversary day evening mass. We are made for Christianity is made for persecution and martyrdom. No longer. No Christians are ready today to give their life for Christ, as Saint Peter and Paul did all the way to the nailed to the cross, other hand beheaded. Give life for Christ, regardless of circumstances. Peter and Paul did not take circumstances as an excuse. For them, only Jesus existed. Who is today in the church? Saint Augustine says many are in the church, but actually they are outside church. And there are those who are outside church, but with the way of life, they are completely in the church. Therefore, I prepared this evening to present to you how two Christians can be entirely different. I will read you two different letters of two different Christians. This morning, two Christians wrote a letter to God. He is the recipient. Letters are sent to him, addressed to him. First letter was written by a Khaled Christian from Damascus, Syria, that same town in front of which Saul, later on Paul, heard the words of Jesus, "So why do you persecute me?" And the other one was written by a man from this country, speaks Croatian and other two, three different foreign languages, lives in one of our towns, drives car along our roads, goes to the same Adriatic. I will not tell you his name. It is enough that he is Christian. Their names are not important, but the content of their letters. The first letter says, "What did Caleb from Damascus write to God? Dear God, I'm writing you this letter because I believe that you will read it. How are you? I want, as a child, asks Father to ask you, how are you, my beloved God? How do you feel in my life? Have I betrayed you? Have I turned you down as Christians? In Damascus, I had on my house cross, and they told me if I take it down, they will not burn my house. I left it. The house was burned. I have no house anymore, but it doesn't matter. It's easier for me to live without house than without you, my God. And they made me and my family to watch our house burning, my wife, my daughter and son with me. Then I threw us on our knees and we awaited. They didn't want to kill us because they knew us. We were neighbors all life long. And Caleb, that man, said, why do you like your God so much? Leave him, forget him, be one of us, save your family. But on my knees I said, do whatever you want, but my family and myself, we do not exist without Jesus Christ. And at that moment they hit me, my head, and I lost conscious. When I woke up, I was in prison with my son. My wife and daughter were taken other way toward Aleppo. That is what other prisoners told us. My son was looking at me. In his eyes, I could see all the sorrow of the world, and he told me, Father, don't worry, I would soon do the same. If not us here in Damascus, if we are not ready to die for Jesus today here, who will, Father? It is not us who are persecuted, it is Christ in us who is persecuted. Dear God, we are still in prison. I have time, hence I write you. My son and myself are well. We are waiting every moment to die for you. Please protect my wife and my son, wherever they are. That is a letter of a Christian from Damascus in Syria. And now, listen to the letter written by our Christian. Dear God, just to let you know, in brief, I am well, all in my family are well, and I don't know whether we were ever as good as this year. Nobody is touching us. We have our peace, our time, our factory, and our workers. Yesterday, we all went to mass. It lasted long. It was very hot, but it doesn't matter. I hope parish priest next year will put air conditioning in the church. It was really hot. I put my new shirt, which was not made of cotton. Perhaps that's why I was hot. But we came back home quickly and relaxed. We spoke about our business. We are growing. We really know how to run business. Don't worry, God. We gave a little bit to the church. Not much, but enough. my daughter yesterday was employed and my son tomorrow will be employed. I told my wife there is no need for her to work. We have enough and far too much. But she said, are you crazy? If I leave my working place, somebody else will come and take it. And I told her, nobody will come who is not ours. And then she said, if it is so, then I will think about it. Dear God, there is something else I want to tell you. Yesterday they offered me a new job. The owner is from Middle East. They were certain conditions for them to come into my company and to spread it. One of the conditions they asked was to remove a cross from my factory. God, please don't be mad with me. I agreed, but only for 5 years. After the contract is over, I will put you back on the wall. It doesn't matter. I know that the most important thing is that you are a good man, and I am. Ask people in the village, what will they say about me? And last, my God, I was at wedding yesterday. I prayed, Our Father, Hail Mary, and glory be. And I did not make mistake in prayer. I am indeed the best member of your church. Be proud to have me. Two letters. Both of them think that they are Christians, but you, please judge and see for yourself who is true Christian. One who says that by praying Our Father, Hail Mary, and glory me, didn't make a mistake and he removed cross from the factory, or that one who is waiting in prison to be give his life for the sake of that same cross. Tihotomani. Europe is completely without sense, thinking about itself and the values. Therefore, St. Augustine says many think that they are members of the church, but they are miles away from her. And then some others, there are who think they are far away, but they are so near and they are in it. There is one thing by which we can measure your Christianity and mine, and that is cross and truth, for which Peter and Paul gave their life. If you are not ready for that, then you are just like that man from our country who wrote a letter to God, who is so proud and happy for what he has. But if you love a cross, then you are like that man from Damascus who is happy, as Peter and Paul are waiting for a moment when he will die for the faith of Christ. Amen.